This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion coronavirus response plan Thursday evening, emphasizing the urgency of passing legislation to help Americans through the pandemic and the economic crisis it brought. Biden's plan includes a new round of direct payments of $1,400 for most Americans, funding to promote the safe opening of schools, and mounting a national vaccine program. Also included is $400 a week in additional unemployment insurance through September, providing relief to small businesses, notably those owned by entrepreneurs of color, was also detailed in the plan. The aid package proposal comes at a time when more than 23 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus and more than 388,000 people have died from COVID-19 here in the United States. Authorities here in Washington and around the nation are bracing for possible violence tied to the inauguration. Less than a week to go before Inauguration Day, federal authorities are on high alert. Law enforcement authorities say they are confident of maintaining safety during the event, despite the warnings about further violence. Some 21,000 National Guards members will be backed by hundreds of federal agents and local and state police officers. 4 years ago, the Guard deployed about 8,000 soldiers for President Trump's inauguration. After a briefing on the inauguration security by top officials, Vice President Mike Pence Thursday visited a military group already on duty. Pence also thanked the FBI for aggressively pursuing those responsible for the attack on the U.S. Capitol last week.